Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you outsmart, outflank, outmaneuver your competition without outspending them. And we do that through a number of different ways. My name is Leslie Wolf. I'm the CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And we are hoping to entertain you, educate you, stimulate you, motivate you, and just make this a worthwhile session for you. Let me explain some of the things, if you haven't heard the show before, that we talk about is we have four LinkedIn groups that you are to feel free to go in and start discussions, participate in ongoing discussions, network with each other, share stories, share your experiences, your knowledge, etc. And those four LinkedIn groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show, Creative Thinkers Forum, the idea of learning how to think more creatively. You don't have to be born creative. You can learn to be creative, and we try to show you ways to do that. Then there is the Celebrities for Marketing, and the idea being that we try to show you ways that you can utilize celebrities in marketing. And there are many celebrities that are quite affordable and many different ways to use celebrities that we try to encompass in discussion groups. And then we have Fearless Marketers. And Fearless Marketers is designed for those of you that tend to be willing to be risk takers, willing to think outside the box, willing to try something new and different. And that's what we try to make all of you, Fearless Marketers, through this show. We have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. But most importantly, we have an email address that you should write down. Get your pen or your computer and type in marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, at AOL.com. MarketingSmartlyAOL.com is the main communication medium to reach out to us with questions you have, topics you'd like us to cover, things that you would like to share with others. Perhaps you even be a guest on our show. We're lining up our guests for the fall season right now, so be very happy to hear from you on that. In addition to the fact, if you go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and check on advisory services, you will be able to look at our program of advisory time blocks. These are designed for people who need help but don't want to get into any long-term project retainer or large project fee basis. You know, they can buy an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever they want, and use it for, it's good for 12 months. And you can use it 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, whatever you need with questions that you would like us to respond to. In addition to the fact that Smart Marketing Group offers a couple of opportunities in giving out giving speeches, workshops, webinars, and I myself do coaching, executive coaching for potential marketing executives. All right. What we're going to do is try a little different approach tonight. As you know, the premise of this show is to have you think. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is the use of quotations are very effective in getting people to think. I've recently written a book called Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers, and we're going to take some of those excerpts of that book tonight and ask you to think as we talk about some of these quotes, and then we'll cover some other subjects tonight as well. But the key to it is when you see or hear a quote or read a quote, the key is how do you interpret it? What does it mean to you? What do you, if you want to use that quote for someone else, where would you use it? How would you use it? What is the point that you want to make? For example, we'll take a short quote. Small opportunities are often the beginning of great enterprises, by Demosthenes. Well, basically, we're saying ignore the natural human response to something new, which is to say it won't work or it can't be done. And if you believe you have identified a need that has gone unrecognized or is underserved, give it all you can. Think big, but remember everything starts out small. Never prejudge an idea because at first it looks too small, unimportant, or unrealistic. Again, that quote, small opportunities are often the beginning of great enterprises. You don't always need a big idea, even though I encourage big ideas, because you can trim them down. But small ideas you can grow as well. And small opportunities can be very effective and lead to many great businesses. Then there's a quote that I get a kick out of in today's high-tech world. To err is human, but to really foul up requires a computer. Excuse me a moment. Little sniffles. Paul Ehrlich said that. To err is human, but to really foul up requires a computer. Simply interpreted, technology is wonderful, but it is at its best when used to serve the customer and gain honest feedback, thus providing you a clearer picture, a much clearer picture of the direction to take your business. So that is another aspect. When you look at these quotes and you use a quote is a very powerful way to make a point, to get something over to someone. You know, in fact, here's a quote that I think fits the thing. It's easy to come up with new ideas. The hard part is letting go of what worked for you 2 years ago, but will soon be out of date. Roger Von Ohm said that. And it's a simple translation and interpretation. Be open to change, because the odds are your competition won't be. People resist change, even though it is the only constant that is out there. You know, so it's like an article I wrote back in January was published in a publication called the Philadelphia Business Journal, and it said, are you a mimic marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate? And that's what most people do, rather than originate. In fact, if you'd like to read that article, drop me an email at marketingsmartly@AOL.com and I'll send you the link. All right. Dwight D. Eisenhower had a very succinct but pointed quote that I found interesting. Plans are nothing. Planning is everything. Simply stated, actions speak louder than words. Don't sit around talking about what you'll do. Do it. Talk is cheap, but get out there and actually do it. All right, we're going to take a break from these for a few moments. I want to talk about something else. Somebody asked me about leadership and what I've seen as in my 40-some years in business, the CEO mentality that is out there. And I wrote an article on when it comes to marketing, should the CEO be coached or not coached? Whether you're the CEO of a company with a number of employees or you're a single owner and the sole employee, the mentality of an executive, a CEO, is important to you. You know, if you've had a career in executive management and now you're in charge of the whole shebang, wonderful. Now everything's under your rule. But if you came from a stellar career in finance, engineering, IT, production, or a variety of other experiences, the one time where your exposure is limited is in the marketing arena. Yeah, you may have had some exposure within the company through cross-pollination of discussions with others. But perhaps even from other industries, you had faith that you have a good marketing team in place, or at least you hope so. But how do you know? In order to set the direction, who can you turn to with confidence that will give you unvarnished advice? stimulate your creative and strategic neurons, and most importantly, challenge you to think. There's my favorite subject again. Challenge people to think. Now you find yourself overseeing marketing as an important aspect of your responsibilities. And even though you ask around, you can't get a consensus as to what marketing truly means. You know, marketing, there's a wonderful quote by Albert Emery, who was a leader in the advertising industry. He said, marketing is merely a civilized form of warfare in which most battles are fought with words, ideas, and disciplined thinking. You know, there are some steps one can take that can help you answer the questions as to whether, you know, one requires help. So, you know, the key is that what type of leader are you? Are you one who stimulates, motivates, educates, or dictates? Too many are of the latter. You know, a CEO has to define the style of manager they believe they are, and more important, how others view their management style. And that's not always an easy thing to do. Is that, in fact, nothing in managing a business, whether it's a one-person business or a 100-person business or a 1,000-person business. It's not easy to do. And many leaders don't have an introspective nature. Unfortunately, more are reactive than proactive. And so that influences the effectiveness of their marketing team and the end results they get. Now, you've known CEOs in your life, whether they were companies you worked for, people that you've met, or people you've read about, or you've heard people talk about. You know, think about those that you've known, and how would you describe them? Let me give you some examples. Are you familiar with the Lord of the Ivory Tower? Person who is difficult to reach out to, ruling without much input, by decree rather than input. Or the Emperor who has a kill the messenger mentality, refusing to hear about problems or welcome positive criticism. And then we all have known the know-it-all. Has most of the answers, although doesn't know many of the questions to ask. And then, unfortunately, even with well-educated people, there is the poor communicator, lacks the communication skills to motivate. And then, of course, there's the risk-averse, prefers always to play it safe, thus discouraging fresh ideas. Ideally, you're an ace. Accessible, ace, a caring executive, open to new ideas and suggestions. Because when you do, you create an environment that will grow, will thrive. Because obviously the ace is best because, unfortunately, there are few and far between in reality. And that's a shame because many of them lack decent communication and interpersonal skills. And perhaps too often are short on, I'm being cynical, but common sense, which is a key element of successful marketing strategies. But the interpersonal skills I want to mention for a moment, because if you have younger people working for you and they are very active on their smartphone, the smartphone doesn't always make them smarter. One of the biggest problems we're running into today in business is a lack of interpersonal skills, intercommunicational skills, social skills, conversational skills, due to the use of the smartphone. And one might say, in fact, I've heard many say, the smartphone creates a dumb group. So you need to basically encourage people to communicate in a way that they are sharpening their skills, especially the younger people, because they are the future leaders. And, you know, you need to get that foundation built so that these younger people can learn how to lead and motivate, what have you. All right. as a CEO, you don't have to be an expert in all aspects. And if you're a small business, you probably are not an expert in all aspects. But you do need, depending on your business, to have either a knowledge of or know where to turn as it relates to advertising, customer retention, employee motivation, internet activities, marketing integration, merchandising, new business development, product knowledge, public relations, sales promotion, social media, and trade shows. You know, a famous person in the advertising industry named Shelley Lazarus stated, marketing is trying to figure out what people want so you can give it to them. And you can't be an expert in all of these fields, but you need to have a basic knowledge of the foundation of these fields, these areas, because they, whether you're a one-person business or, as I said, a 100 or 1,000-person business, most of these are there and need to be utilized and understood. Keep in mind three things just for your to be reminded of. Advertising creates awareness. Public relations creates credibility. And promotion creates movement. And the other tools help all three of them. You know, a style of your thinking or any CEO's thinking in many cases sets the tone for their company's actions and activities. You know, in the marketing arena, referred as more commonly as the marketplace. And there are usually four styles of what I call CEO thinking. Are you a traditionalist? You prefer to operate in a comfort zone based on what's either been done in the past or what the majority of the competition is practicing. Or are you cautious? Might want to try some new ways of doing things, but you have to be convinced that there is a little chance of anything going wrong before you'd make a commitment. Or are you an innovator? Look for fresh ideas that will separate you from the competition. And the best of all, are you an outside-the-box thinker, one who encourages innovation but creates an environment where everyone who works with an open mind and encompasses all those internally and externally who have interaction with their customer or prospects? There's probably a score of other reasons to consider if you're not there to hire a coach. And as I said, that is a service that we offer. But another quote, as I said, I love the quote, and we're going to get back to that book in a moment. The first dawn of smartness is to stop trying things you don't know anything about, especially if they run at anything over a dollar. So if you'd like to consider the use of a smart marketing coach, go back to our email, marketingsmartly@AOL.com, and contact me for more details. You know, Woodrow Wilson, the late president, had a wonderful quote. I not only use all the brains that I have, but all I can borrow. Think about that. All right. Let me get back to just to remind you about our LinkedIn groups. As I said, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers. Our blog is smartmarketingmoves.com. Our website is smartmarketinggroup.com. Our email is marketingsmartly@AOL.com. You can reach out to us whether you're looking to utilize our services, have me out there giving speeches, or you have things you would like to get on the show and let people know how smart you are and how knowledgeable you are. We would like to hear your ideas on that, because there is, you know, this wonderful quote that I probably use at every show, and that is, none of us are as smart as all of us. And Phil Condon, who was chairman and CEO of Boeing, said that. I can't take credit for it. But it is a key, you know, that in order to get things done, we build a team. And even if you're a one-person business, you can build a team. You can talk to your customers. You can talk to vendors. In fact, you can talk to your competition and learn about opportunities that are out there that they may not be aware of or that they will be happy to share with you. So there's a lot of different approaches. Well, I'm going to go back to the book, Smart Thoughts for Smart Thinkers, because there's some quotes I think that are very important. They make a very big point that can benefit you. This is a quote by a gentleman, P.L. Andar. Most of us don't recognize opportunity until it goes to work in our competitor's business. Simply, that means that you need to eliminate the word can't from your vocabulary. You need to examine things with the attitude of how will it work rather than rejecting it out of hand. More opportunities are missed by people not having an open mind and not being willing to listen and consider other ways of doing things. Some of the biggest businesses that have been built, some of the most innovative activities that have taken place are people who constantly faced rejection, but they knew they had something that would make a difference. I think of Steve Jobs of Apple, you know, definitely. There are things there that you can learn from. In fact, character consists of what you do in the third and fourth tries. The author James Michener said that. Character consists of what you do in the third and fourth tries. The interpretation I have for that? Failure cannot be considered until you have examined and tried many approaches. Too many of you give up when success is just around the corner. You all know that. And, you know, there are just, it's a mental attitude. In fact, it is attitude. Attitude determines the altitude that you fly at. Now, I love this quote, "Blessed are the cracked, for they will let in the light." And that's translated very simply. Think about it. The list of successful ideas and concepts which created products, services, and processes we can't live without that people thought were crazy is literally limitless. So many things have been shot down just to later prove to be invaluable because we didn't have an open mind. We weren't willing to think outside the box. We weren't willing to be a little more venturous. And it is so important because, again, another quote from the book from Shirley MacLaine, the actress, "You are the architect of your personal experience. Others may influence your decisions, but you are the sole decision maker." I'm going to repeat that. You are the architect of your personal experience, translated, interpreted as others may influence your decisions, but you are the sole decision maker. It is important for you to understand that. All right, let's take another look at life. Have you been scared to make a move? You're thinking, it's too big a thing for you to take? Well, let's take a quote by David Lloyd George of England. "Don't be afraid to take a big step if one is indicated. You can't cross a chasm in two small jumps." Translated, very simple. Rewards received are in direct correlation to risks taken. If you don't take a risk, you're not going to get a reward. That's what I talk about the fearless marketer phase. It's somebody, it doesn't mean that you're careless, doesn't mean that you don't think things out. But when you have done your homework, you have analyzed, and you say, hey, the risk is worth the reward. And that is a point that we try to get over. And that, again, is why I love the use of quotations. because it is a very effective way for you to make a point. And you should be looking at quotations in the use of your advertising, your promotional materials, your sales materials, because it reinforces many of the points that you want to make to your customer or prospect. So, you know, it's key. Now, don't be afraid. Anais Nin said, life shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage. That translates very simply. Courage shown is a reflection of the depth of your belief in yourself and your ideas. That's worth stating again. Courage shown is a reflection of the depth of your belief in yourself and your ideas. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to believe in you? Truly. And that is the thing that you have to think about. Keep in mind that neither success nor failure is final. Another quote, Roger Babson. Keep in mind that neither success nor failure is final. How do we interpret that? Everyone strikes out a few times before they get a hit. But consistency and persistency will pay off in a grand slam. You have all have read about people who have built businesses that didn't succeed at first, but they succeeded because they stayed at it. They were persistent. They were consistent. They knew they had something of value. They knew they had something worthwhile. They also had something which is key to success in your business. Passion. You need to have passion about what you're doing. And it is just incredible. Passion about not what only you're selling, but passion on how you manage, passion how you deal with people. Key to understanding that factor. All right. Here's a quote by the Greek philosopher Epicurus. First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Now that I have easily interpreted to clearly defined objectives and a carefully structured plan of action, well executed, will provide the right results. Will provide the right results. Now, in fact, the famous musician Duke Ellington had a wonderful quote. A problem is a chance to do your best. Problems are challenges that sharpen your skills and enhance your knowledge as you turn them from liabilities into assets. So, you know, challenges. Life is so much more interesting with challenges. All right. If the wind will not serve, take to the oars, a Latin proverb. In other words, life is rarely easy, but a determined focus, a propensity to be persistent, and an attitude to fight on succeed more often than not. And we'll finish up with this quote. Tomorrow's life is too late. Live today. Don't talk about it. Do it. For you have no knowledge of how much time you have to live up to your full potential and create a more interesting, if not better, world. So keep in mind, smart marketing for small business is our LinkedIn group, marketing smartly at AOL.com is our email. We want to hear from you. We would also appreciate if you would spread the word every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock or here on Blog Talk Radio, Smart Marketing for Small Business. And I would love the opportunity to get out and meet with you people personally and help you utilize what we have on this show as a marketing tool in workshops and seminars and speeches, as well as, I said, coaching if you feel that we can be of some help to you there. All right. I thank you so much. I hope that you will spread the word for next Wednesday. We'll try to help people be a little bit smarter. And again, if you'd like to be a guest, let me hear from you. Marketing smartly at AOL.com. Thank you.